your dissatisfaction is guaranteed. Consumerism demands that we be dissatisfied. You will never hear a salesman say, "Great news, this is the last one of these you'll ever need to buy." We are constantly searching for the one thing that will satisfy us. Yet each time we trust the promises of our possessions, more barriers are raised between our true selves and God's plain command to love God above all things. It's not that we necessarily want more. It's that what we want is something we can't buy. Consumerism can also poison our relationship with Christ. Jesus becomes a commodity we consume rather than a king who reigns. We tried Jesus. We were satisfied for 6 months, but then something about it just didn't meet our needs, and now we're ready to trade him in like a leased car for something better. Because we've been so deeply formed by a culture of consumerism, we cannot fathom the lasting value of Jesus. Besides making false promises, consumerism detaches us from the human cost of the products we buy. Most of the time, we have no idea how our shirt was made, who made it, or where it came from. It's practically magic. We can spend a few dollars, and a new product travels across the world to our waiting arms. Picture Fargo, North Dakota, in the dead of winter. Our detachment from what we consume allows us to buy and eat a delicious ripe banana without thinking to ask where it came from or what its true cost might be. The religion of consumerism relies on our ignorance of its true workings. Imagine picking out a shirt and hanging with the tag as a picture of the Guatemalan woman who earned 33 cents an hour sewing that shirt. There is no way any corporation is going to show us that picture because we might start calculating, wait, 33 cents an hour? 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and they want 40 bucks for the shirt? No. Consumerism requires our consciences to stay detached from the moral consequences of our purchases. We buy without thinking beyond the price and the promise of a newer, better self. Yet we ought not to deceive ourselves. This is a religion, and this is worship. Sometimes, uncovering the truth seems so overwhelming that we wonder if it's even worth beginning the search. It's much easier to once again bow down before the God of consumerism, to assume there's nothing we can do to make anything better. We keep playing the game and pretending everything is okay. Is anyone out there?